Alaska's minimum wage goes up 50 cents on New Year's Day to $7.75 an hour. This is the second increase since state lawmakers approved the raise in April. In July, the minimum wage went up 10 cents to match the federal rate. The increase is the first since 2003, when Alaska's minimum wage jumped $1.50 to $7.15 an hour. 5 years later, that was worth about $6.22 an hour, considering inflation. State economist Brian Ray says even at the new rate, the real earning power is quite a bit less than $7.50.
Now, with the increase in the minimum wage July 1st, and now with the January 1st, 2010 increase, that comparable earning power is about $6.65 an hour compared to 2003 minimum wage of $7.15 an hour.
While higher pay is good news for Alaska workers, many of whom are employed in retail trade, hotel, and food services, Ray says it's hard to quantify the impact the increase will have on Alaska's economy.
We believe that as wages go up, that employers may look for other ways to either substitute machinery for workers, so therefore the demand for workers may go down. An employer may decide not to bring on a new worker because they don't think that they can make enough profits. But we really have no way to try to weigh the pros and cons of an increase in the minimum wage and quantify it.
With the January 1st increase, Alaska will join 14 other states that have a minimum wage higher than the federal hourly wage. Five states still have no basic minimum hourly wage.